good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Had some pipes back in the day.
Mm.
Right, I take it or leave it, Julio.
Well, big arms.
No, pipes. Nice pipes, Tamika.
Remember, rekindle the spark with Glow. With Glow fire pits and enjoy your outdoor moments for longer. Glowheating.com.au.
Mm. Just a little bit. Oh, magnificent
so
fire pits.
Good.
That time.
Have you got yours yet?
No.
Getting fresh. Time to get them out.
We had an outdoor fire.
The deal hasn't fallen through, has it?
I don't know. We had the outdoor fire on Saturday night. Had the marshmallows going out the back with the kids.
Good.
And in the old one, of course, it's very much needing replacing. So the Glow one would just look magnificent in the backyard. You know?
Maybe they could sponsor Blues Radio.
Shame
get on the
Rams
Blues Radio bandwagon.
That'd be lovely.
Mm.
Oh, that will, yes.
Kick the bloody ball!
Boop have got that locked up, haven't they, Andy?
Oh, superb sponsors.
Superb sponsors
of
the program.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to take a very, very large number.
Well, that's true.
To wedge them out.
That's
because
true. Okay. I'd have to wedge them out. You just
jump on board.
Sponsor.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Oh, I think Boop.
Co-major?
They saw something at the infancy and they're growing it and. Boy, has it become a juggernaut.
Well, I'll be wearing my, speaking of co-majors, I'll be wearing my Blunstons to the footy tomorrow night.
Very good.
Go. Thank you.
Very, very
and driving,
good.
And driving your BMW from Berwick.
I'll leave that here and I'll wander over. Very comfortable walk in the Blunnies.
Okay.
Walk back, let the traffic dissipate. And then have a lovely little free ride home up Hoddle Street.
Very nice. Hey, I want to play for the first take a look. Just need to play some audio and then there'll be a question off the back.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, we know we've got to let you go very shortly, but it's been a few years since you packed up your life in this part of the world and moved west. How much have you missed doing daily radio with Andy Ma?
G'day, everyone. It's Andy Ma here. It's nice to have the sun on your face and the windy. I do. You know what? I do miss that guy. I love him. Every now and then I have a radio topic that I send to him, and I know he doesn't use it, but it's just to keep the fire alive. You know, we were one of the more iconic radio duos. I think the 73rd most popular show in our slot at the time. What a beautiful man he is. I mean, his questions are they're not getting any shorter, are they? But he's got a beautiful big heart. It's just a shame he barracks for Carlton.
In all seriousness though, once you are finished with your administration career, will you return to the media?
I don't know. Let's talk turkey. Are we off air? Who knows? You never know what the future may hold, Jens.
Oh, there's one bloke in this room getting
take it
very
or leave
tight
it. So I want to focus on the last part of that
interview. Not from the conversations I've been having.
Take it or leave it. Only
lock solid.
Only
you, my friend.
Only one
lift.
Man.
Lift.
Only one man will decide when Andrew Gaze leaves the show, and that's Andrew Gaze.
No, it won't.
No, I'll be leaving that.
Craig Hutchinson.
I'll be leaving that.
He's the one that will decide. And
I'll be leaving that.
I'm
well
feeling
truly.
Really, really good about my position. I haven't heard about Andy yet.
There's some manoeuvring going on behind the scenes at the moment that he's.
Oh, I just want to say this to you, 24/7.
What does that mean?
24/7. Just think.
24 hours a day.
What the callers used to call up before you had this time slot. Wasn't Ox 24/7?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I see you're not even a true listener.
What are you?
The run home, the original run with Mark Owen Ox.
What are they? What's
well,
the
he was 24/7? Birthdays 24/7 because he's on the 24th of the 7th, so they used to say happy birthday to him every day.
That's right, they did too. I didn't know that was the reason.
Jeez.
I didn't actually. That is news to me. Oh, I knew they said happy birthday every day.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, maybe because I'm born on the same day.
Fantastic.
Oh, I understood.
Well, it's all about you.
Well, it's pretty
it's got
obvious.
Nothing to do with Ox.
And
it's all
and
about
our audience
you.
Certainly knew what it was all about.
Yeah.
Be a magnificent host.
I think a lot of people would agree.
Is Bob happy for us?
Is that a take it or leave?
Is he happy?
What do you mean happy? He loves it over there.
Or is he pitching at the end there or what?
Oh. No, I think
Turkey.
I think that if I was to venture to suggest something on behalf of my great friend and our great friend, of course, Robert Murphy, I think he's a Melbourne boy at heart. But no, he's doing a wonderful job over there at the Fremantle Dockers with some very fine friends of his. So I don't think there'd be any imminent movement.
Does he send topics through or is that just him pretending to have an interest?
No, he sends a lot of stuff through. A lot of stuff through, and you don't need to be uncomfortable about this, but a lot of stuff through to our old producer, Johnny Clark. And I still have a little catch-up.
Actually, he was in the building the other day.
Yeah, John.
and hot Black Sox and Johnny Black Sox. And he's a wonderful human being, Bob. And whichever organisation has him a part of it is the better organisation for it.
He's a superstar of the competition, Robert Murphy.
It's all very uncomfortable in here all of a sudden. Everyone looking sideways.
It's time for the news.
No one looking at one another in the eye anymore. What? It's 29 minutes
what
to 5.
What was Clarkie doing in here the other day?
29 to 5. I'm only happy when it rains. There you go, Coop. That's for you.
You've got it completely wrong.
I was there one night at the Palace watching the garbage. Yep. And she had this ring that she used to wear. Mm. And she's doing a bit of, you know.
Premiership ring?
No. A bit of crowd, sort of, not crowd serving, but mm-hmm. touching the crowd. And somebody ripped her ring off. And she shut the song down and went absolutely
dropped. Fair enough,
too. Oh, yeah. Like, bait the crowd. It was a Sam Mitchell-esque sort of spray. I'm not singing again until someone gives me my ring. In a Scottish accent.
Yeah, very good.
Until someone gives me my ring back.
Fair enough.
Everyone's down on the floor and they found it and gave it back to her. Oh,
show nice. Continues. Mm. Speaking of show.
You don't even know what I'm talking about, do you? Bloody right.
Let's throw a log on the glow fire pit and get started or continue. Take
yes,
it
please.
Or leave it. Take it or leave it. If his time at the Western Bulldogs is to end, Luke Beveridge will walk into another senior AFL coaching job.
I won't walk into it, but he'll get another opportunity. I'll take that. But walking in, that sort of
he'll get one in the next
bit.
2 years.
No, I think...
Two years after his time is up, whenever that is.
2 years plus.
So you're leaving it.
I don't think... I think he'll get another opportunity. You don't have his resume. If he wants
should.
To.
He should.
Like if he wants to, of course. He may not want to. But if he was seeking it, I think that his record of whenever you've got a premiership coach that's also taken a team to a grand final, you think that they're going to get another opportunity. And you look at some of the coaches that have been given second chances.
They don't have that
same record. So... Mm. The evidence would suggest that he'd get another look.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. He's a curious one. Mm. Some way towards you take it or leave it will, the way he eventually exits the Western Bulldogs mm-hmm. will have some say in how soon he returns to a senior
100%.
Position, I reckon.
And almost to a point where if he's thinking the long term and maybe the narrative that's being pushed out there now is not accurate and maybe the noise internally is not as bad. But if it is going down that path and you stay too long and things go horribly pear-shaped, you can tarnish what you've put together and make it more difficult if you want to find other opportunities.
Spot on. I'll give you a take it or leave it on this very, very theme. Their footy operations boss Matthew Egan was on SEN earlier. Couldn't have been more categoric.
Very strong.
About the relationship that Beveridge and the players have, that they're all on the same page. Take it or leave it. If you heard the interview, and if you haven't heard it, you can find it at sen.com.au. Take it or leave it. That was more than just a colleague sticking up for the coach and trying to calm some stormy waters. That was fair dinkum. Take it or leave it. That was fair dinkum.
No, definitely.
I'd take that.
No, 100%. Sure. That wasn't just saying what you needed to say.
No, it didn't sound like that to me.
No, he was good.
Yeah.
Very good with that. Jared this morning.
You can sort of tell, can't you, if someone's saying the right thing to show support, but not – there's a different – you can be – overly effusive with your praise
that's right. You can smell it's fakeness.
Yeah, yeah.
A bit of desperation.
Correct.
Take it or leave it. Veteran players should be used as subs more often. Well, Nat Fyfe was the sub for Freo last week, and they're talking about doing the same thing with Michael Walters.
I'm taking this. I'm taking it.
Instead of giving them a week off.
For that exact reason, I'm taking it. Yep. That's a very good use of players who feel the internal numbers are telling you they need to back it off for a week. I think that's a very, very good call by the Fremantle Football Club, and I'm taking that.
Well, it's a good use, but it's not like you're suggesting that should be the norm.
Not the norm, but, you know, instead of managing Nat Fyfe and had the week off, Nat, why don't you start a sub today?
Nice.
Now, of course, there's the chance you might have to throw him in early, but you can still manage his minutes.
Mm. Absolutely, you can. Mm. Yeah. No, I think that's an interesting and a good call.
Take it or leave it. Bailey Dale is not the third best player in the competition right now.
Well, okay. I'm taking that. Mm. Now, you're going to use this to further stoke this made-up fire of yours between me and Daniel Hoyne, who I am obsessed with. And I love his work.
No, you're not.
I am.
You should have thought about that before you asked me to ask you the question.
No, I did not ask. Hoyne, don't listen to him. Zach Merritt's not in the top 10.
No.
Well, take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. I know they say their motto
they've
is...
They've got their system.
Then the motto is that without data, you're a flog with an opinion, right? And that's fine. And they let the numbers... They don't argue with the numbers. If the numbers spit out Bailey Dale as the third best player in the comp...
That's their job, is to talk about the numbers.
They go with that, whether they are going to be ridiculed for it or not. They back the numbers, and that's credit to them. But if Zach Merritt's not in the top 10, take it or leave it, the whole thing's... The whole thing's cockamamie if Zach Merritt's not in the top 10 right now.
I'll take that.
Well, he's in the best five players in the competition right now. Now, I know Hoyne and the crew in there, their numbers will have – there'll be reasons for why he's not.
Thank you, Parco.
But come on, Keith. Zach Merritt is probably second in the Brownlow medal. Not that the Brownlow's the be-all and end-all, but he's – He's having an unbelievable season.
So they do these. Their ratings are based on expectation in the position you play, where you win the footy, and how you use it. That's what it's based around.
I know, but should that?
I'm just giving it some context.
Well, it's a combination between the data and the eye test and the role. So there's a whole. You can't just rely on data, but you also just can't rely on what you're seeing and how they're contributing. I think there's a combination of both.
Brave man, Luke Beveridge, to make the sub the third best player in the comp.
So just on what you've just said before about the explanation, which is
what does Hoyne rank Jeremy Cameron?
We had a very interesting discussion about Jeremy Cameron. That sort of he's well, year on year, he's up and then he's down, then he's up, and maybe on their rating system, he's not going well.
But off the temper text machine. Now I don't know if this is true. But 471 said that Hoyne ranks Jeremy Cameron at 105th.
Yeah, on their system he is. Yeah, right now.
So the system needs to have a bit of an overhaul.
No. Clearly, they're not saying this. They're not saying the 10 best players in the comp. It's on their system. Okay, well that's different.
Oh, of course,
that's very different.
Yeah, but
so you can have a Dan. If you had a Dan year last year, like maybe Isaac Heaney did. And the expectation of Heaney is lower going to this year, and Heaney is now blowing.
I don't know how they set those expectations.
So that's where that's coming from. So if you've had an outstanding year and you've been an outstanding player for a long, it's harder to be in the top 10 of this top 10 than it might otherwise be.
I think that's how it works.
Okay, right.
Hey, let's have a listen to Calculating Kel Toomey on the Exchange podcast today.
Look, Sydney wants to keep him, as they have. Like, they've presented a longer-term offer to him, but he has big takers on him for longer. Adelaide and Port Adelaide are in the market. Obviously, Carlton and Melbourne as well in Victoria, as well as other clubs who attempted to get in the conversation. I understand Carlton has up to 6 years on the table for him, so that's a big deal to get him out of the Swans, but it would have to be because he's obviously been so settled and a big part of their culture and team over a number of years. He's in great form. He's in some of his career best form.
That's awesome.
He is one of the most wanted players in the competition, and you can see that by the length of deals the clubs are willing to pay for him. So he's going to see out the process. I don't think there's going to be a decision from him over the next little bit.
Calculating.
Take it or leave it, Will Haywood is the perfect foil for Charlie Curnow and Harry Mackay.
Well, when you say the perfect...
I think Jack Martin is that sort of player.
I think Toby Green would
be... Well, he's not available.
No, all I'm saying, he would be the perfect foil. So... Okay. Of the ones that are available,
yes.
Okay. He's a very good foil. Yeah, I'll take very good.
Okay, take it or leave it. Yep. Carlton should be going hard for Will Haywood.
I'll take that. 6 years. Yeah, I'll take that.
Take it or leave
What's he worth? Is he going? What would you pay?
Well,
no, I know.
He's 800 grand.
So he's on the same band as Harry Perry.
He's a better player than Harry Perry.
Of course he is, but Ralphie, Jay-Z and Glennie Mack are telling me that he's going to get $800,000 a year, Harry
Come
Perry.
On, Andy.
Well, I'll be paying him.
Don't even fix a price.
That's what they'll be doing if this is true.
Take it or leave it. It's a great time to be an out-of-contract free agent.
Take that.
No, take that for
I guess
sure.
It always is, but...
No, this because of the new money coming in.
Yeah, I know.
You're coming in at the right time.
Well, he's going to get a spike.
And people are going to overpay on some of those speculative choices that they think can slot right into their system. And they're going to get very, very wealthy. And some of them will be...
Take it or leave it.
That's just take it or leave it. You're always going to get up with some of your choices.
Of course.
Are you doing that noise because that's the noise I did during Blues Radio on the weekend? I did that. I made that noise.
Might have been. Or subconsciously was just locked into me somehow or other.
Take it or leave it. Ben Ainsworth is a more enticing prospect than Harry Perryman and Will Haywood. So Tom Morris reporting there's a 4-year offer on the table from the Suns that he's not close to signing.
No. Not well. You can't compare him to Perryman because they're different players.
Who would you rather?
No. Well, I thought Ainsworth when he came into the comp was going to be a absolute top liner. No, I'd take Haywood over Ainsworth.
I'd agree with that.
If it was on the same bandwidth, band payment.
Forget about the band payment.
I'm taking
just think
the
about,
band payment is important.
No, but just think, you're in that window. So nah, just think, whatever, he, nah, whatever
right.
it takes, the money out of it.
No, I love,
who is the better player? Or
just, the Benny Ainsworth mower's just never quite grown on me. So I'm going to stick with the boy from Sydney.
Jeez, I hope the Carlton committee have a bit more of a think about it than worrying about the mistake.